It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
Motivating magnificence, inspiring innovation. This is Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah, your weekly checkpoint to encourage the marketing momentum that is within you.
I love you. I'd have to.
Today, Charles and Deborah talk about the ingenuity and marketing message of Volvo's new commercial starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, and how those concepts can be applied to your video marketing strategies.
This makes my heart race when I realize.
Okay, now we're live.
Yeah, right on.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah. And we like to keep the bloopers in our...
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Want to be a part of Social Web Cafe TV's family? We are here to help entertain and provide you with the resources and the latest scoop. Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe TV Insider. Free at socialwebcafe.tv.
Hi, Charles. How are you this week?
Good. It's been an eventful 2 weeks for me, but I'm good. Making some new tracks here, and so we'll see what happens.
You look calm, but then you're always calm. You seem to weather through whatever comes your way.
Yeah, but I don't have a choice.
Well, that's a good point. That's what are we going to do? We could have a reverse breakdown or something in Marketing Momentum, and we might get a lot of viewer. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you do it, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah, I used to watch reality TV for that, and then after a while, I was like, you know, this is starting to look just a little bit scripted. It's the same, you know,
exactly,
it's the same breakdown
right,
as last week.
Yeah.
No, it's all live as is here, guys, on Marketing Momentum. What you see is what you get mostly, except that we're being – no. Except we're putting a smile on.
I don't know if I sent it to you or not, or whether or not we had it queued up. But I thought we'd talk about did I now? And this is definitely live. Did we talk about the Van Damme video?
I don't.
Did you queue it up?
Think so. I didn't queue
we
it
might
up.
Not have. But. I don't know if you saw it, but it really is. And of course, I mean, it's got maybe, what, 20-some-odd million views at this point. And, I mean, I guess it's not as many as Gangnam Style, but it's pretty wild. And so I'm not really usually into viral videos for whatever reason. It seems like the popular stuff I'm not necessarily into. But I have to say – from a marketing standpoint, it's probably a good thing that I can't drive a Volvo truck, because if I could, after I watched it, I would have bought one. If I had the money in my pocket and I watched that Van Damme video, I would have bought a Volvo truck. Yeah, it's really an amazing story, because here's a guy who's – I mean, it's amazing on a lot of levels. I'm thinking Jean-Claude Van Damme is probably our age, maybe older. He's doing a full split between these two trucks, and they said he did it in one take. Now, they had cables there, you know, in case he fell, but he didn't need them, right? So he's doing a full split in moving trucks between, and what's he pushing, 50? Pushing 55?
He's got it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is. I think and just like everything else, you know, from a marketing perspective, you know, they got the Wall Street Journal talking about it. They got so you on the one hand, they've got Mashable talking about it, and they've got the Wall Street Journal talking about how it was made. All of that stuff, just incidentally, well, you're going to be discussing Volvo. So, you know. This is one of those cases that viral works, right? And it works for all the right reasons, just because you're talking about Volvo incidentally, and somebody's going to be talking about Volvo trucks just as a result of that viral video. And it just so happens that it's not, you know, it's not viral because it was kind of quirky. It's viral because it is an incredible video. It just really is. The Wall Street Journal says that, you know, one of the reasons why they went to get Van Damme is, once again, because of the demographic. And so this is one of the really cool things that I think they got right with a viral video is they said, okay, well, we know who we're talking to. So they didn't go and get, you know, an action hero that would connect with – I mean, they could have gone to Chris Pine, who probably would have connected more to a younger set. Get Van Damme because we grew up watching that stuff, right? Even if you were just kind of out there, you didn't go to movies, all of us know who Van Damme is. And so the whole point of it, he's an older guy, and he's doing a full split, and he's basically saying, you know what, this body is built to perfection, you know, but I think everybody's connecting with that thing at a whole different level. And these are the folks who are making decisions about driving trucks, about buying trucks, right? People in our set, people in our age range, and boomers, those are the ones who are making it. And so typically viral videos are done with younger people. They're done with a younger flair to it, and then they go viral because that tends to be what, you know, a younger set likes. But this one, I'm gonna talk to, you know, kind of talk to us.
Want to learn more? Take Deborah to coffee for 75 cents per week and hear her tips on proven action steps to move your business forward in success.
Yeah, I'm ready to buy.
Although, okay, are you? I don't usually use this word, but are you allowed to say the word crotch on live? But ow, ow, ow. Why is that going out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he did it in one take. One take. I mean, that's just I don't know what's probably the story behind the video. It's probably just as viral as the video itself.
That is amazing. I have this – okay, I don't have a fear of heights, but I do have a fear of falling. Between that and stretching, I'd be like, okay, pavement, when am I coming? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, like I said, I think they got it right on – so many levels, you know, a lot of levels. They got it right. So, you know, I'm guessing, you know, I'd want to talk to the person who conceived the thing, right? I mean, everybody deserves all kinds of accolades. Van Damme does, directors, truck drivers, all that stuff. But I want to know the guy or the gal who in their brain thought, hey, here's a good way to sell trucks. Man, that's who I'd really want to kind of see, you know, what the thought process was in coming up with this. Because, I mean, you could spend a lot of money on an ad. You could spend a lot of money on a director when you have a concept, and it could bomb, right? It could have gotten 30 or 40,000 views, and that could have just been it. But, you know, 50 million and a lot of buzz around it, I mean, that was right.
And I think you really, really hit the nail on the nose. Did I say that right? When you talked about how it's like they conceived of this before they put that out there to figure out what their target was. And I think that's so key on as far as advice for people preparing their videos and video marketing for their brand. I mean, even if it's a little, like I put together a whiteboard ad for, I don't really get in a lot with affiliate marketing, but there was a product that I really liked. And I just used, what was it, Sparkle, put together a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. But I needed to think about who my target audience was. You know, who is it? Like, if it's mommy bloggers, I want it to be cute, cartoonish. I want it to appeal to my target audience. And so if you can think of that first, and in this case, I think you really, really got it there, Charles, when you said that the target audience is more the people that would actually watch Van Damme.
It's and probably clearly it's dudes making the decisions, right? I mean, not that women would not be, you know, think that's a great video, but probably just the the folks who would kind of be captured by that and have it in their heads, the folks who are making decisions about and signing checks, right? They're probably guys.
Last week, Charles and Deborah talked about the importance of evaluating whether or not video and video marketing will be part of your 2014 marketing strategy. They also reviewed Michael Port and the Video Creators channels, so tune in at socialwebcafe.tv.
Well, and you know, I don't think they lose the other audience either. I mean, they get the guys. They get even me. I'm looking at it going, wow, that must be a really stable ride for him to be able to stay there. But also, yeah. I mean, okay, Van Damme, if you're watching this, I don't mean to call you old or anything like that, okay? But even the young people watching can say, whoa, dude, you know, an old guy can do that. You're not going to lose. I don't think you're going to lose. I'll have to go ask my kids. And I don't think you're going to lose the younger set either, because it's just it's cool.
It is. It is. Yeah. And so, you know, once again, I think video is important. And this is just this is one of those rare cases where I think, I think it kind of speaks to, you know, the fact that if you put a little bit of thought into, I think ahead of time, because one of the things that I'm finding is that there's a desire to get something out now, which is good. There's a desire to, you know, as you and I have been talking about, to have, you know, the production level, right? But there's something to thinking about, you know, what is it supposed to say? Who am I supposed to be saying this to? And, you know, it's almost pretty rare that doesn't get lost. You know, when you're really trying to figure out what am I selling, who am I selling it to, what do I really want to say? Because that said, basically, hey, this truck can do, this truck is so reliable that we can put a guy and basically risk his life on it. Now, obviously, he wasn't risking his life, but at the same time, though, they made sure to tell the story that, you know, he had some cables there. He could have fallen, but he didn't. And they were able to keep him. They were able to keep him stable. So, you know, like I said, they hit the right notes.
Do you think he was risking his life? I'm looking at it going, wow. What? I mean, I don't want to know, and I'm so glad he didn't drop. But it looks to me like a risk to life. But you said that you think there are cables and stuff. So in other words, if
well, they did. Yeah, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal about the take. It just so happened that he did it in one take. And the director said, well, if he had fallen, it wouldn't have caused him that much. I mean, he would have been hurt, obviously, but it wouldn't have killed him, right? And so really
– Sorry, small consolation.
It does – right, yeah. It really does have something to do with the stability of those trucks, though. You know, the drivers, yes, but those trucks have to be – they really do have to be engineered very well in order to do that.
They have to be. That was, and also he's engineered pretty well. I'm not saying that as a woman. I'm saying he's engineered pretty well to be able to do the splits between the trucks.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't mean to kind of preempt everything, but I just thought that was interesting.
No, I think that's brilliant. I think there's takeaways that people can use as far as applying that to their own marketing strategies as far as targeting and pre-planning. I mean, ad lib is great too, but sometimes you just really sit down and think about what it is that you want to show your audience.
Yep. Yeah. Well, not everything can be vlog style. And I understand there is a need for that, and there's a reason to come out in front of the camera. But in this case, I didn't need to see the CEO of Volvo. Right, I didn't need to see, you know, an engineer from Volvo talk about this. This was all about it was still about the truck and about how well engineered it was, and they didn't have to say anything. Didn't have to say anything about the truck. The picture and the video did what it was supposed to do, and it said everything that needed to be said about that truck. And that's really what video can do that audio can't do. It's what video can do that an article can't do. It's what video can do really that, you know, any other medium cannot do. It's said without having to open up its mouth and have somebody say, these are great trucks. You got that.
Good point.
Excellent. Yep. And pretty soon, I guess, you'll be able to get us in your car.
Yes. Yes, that would be nice. Exciting. All right. We'll catch you next week on another episode of Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe podcast at socialwebcafe.tv to receive a fresh and free episode of Marketing Momentum every Thursday.